These poor guys. Welcome. Hello. Thank y'all for coming forward. I want to tell you a quick story about something from when I was about 8 or 9 years old or something like that. We lived in a town not far from a place where there was going to be a telethon. Do you even know what that is? Kenzie said telephone? No. They use telephones, but it's a telethon. Okay. A telethon back in my day was designed to raise money and awareness for a particular cause, usually an illness. And there was a very famous one, at least in my world, that was hosted for decades by a movie star and comedian named Jerry Lewis. Does that ring a bell? Okay. So Jerry Lewis was really passionate about raising awareness and money for a particular illness. And a telethon, if I remember it correctly, would be about a 24-hour period, and it would occupy an entire television channel. And that was pretty important because we only had about four, okay, all together. So imagine for 24 hours that one out of four television stations is broadcasting this telethon. So a telethon was a chance for a bunch of famous people to come together and do good things and try to encourage people who were watching to contribute money. Well, for me, it was even bigger than that because the posters about the telethon announced that some famous people who were important to me as like an 8 or 9 year old, very famous, very important people, like the guy that played Peter Brady on the Brady Bunch and the girl that played Jan Brady on the Brady Bunch, among others, were gonna be there. So I had my autograph book. Do you even know what that is? Oh, Lord. So anyway, I had my autograph book and my pen, and I was so ready, and I was so focused on what I knew was going to be the greatest day of my life. Because not only was I going to get to see these people, they would come on the stage with Jerry Lewis, and they would talk about the cause that they were there for, and they would entertain, and there'd be other, you know, be singers and that kind of thing. But the Brady Bunch, okay? Those are the only two words you need to remember from today. So I was very excited, very focused, very ready for what I believed was going to be the outcome of that day, which was a personal encounter with at least one of these famous people that was going to change my life, my whole life. And so I think, looking back on it, I was so focused on this great outcome that I believed was going to happen that I might have missed a few things. It's possible that walking into the building from the parking lot, some of these people were getting out of their cars. I don't know if they were or not. I don't know if I blew an opportunity to actually encounter them because I was so focused on what I really dreamed and imagined was going to happen. So why am I telling you this story? Well, it's not exactly the same thing as the Bible teaching us to be ready for and be aware of the fact that, I should say fact, we're taught that one day the world is going to be changed for the better by Jesus coming back and making the world better. So we believe that. So that's the outcome that we believe in. And we need to be ready for that. We need to understand what that might mean and what that might look like. But until then, what we really need to be ready for are the moments in our everyday lives when we could have an opportunity to turn that moment into a little piece of heaven on earth. And those are the moments that I think I blew back at the telethon. But we can try not to blow it, and we have to start over every day because we're going to blow it, right? We're going to miss opportunities, like that lady in the grocery store who's too short to reach and too old to reach the top row, and there's nobody with her. You could keep walking, or You could ask her if she needs a hand. You could smile. And who knows what that moment might turn into. You could decide, I'm so fed up with my family members today, but I love them. They love me. And I'm going to choose to realize that in this present moment, they are my family. And this is perhaps a gift to make that decision and live that moment differently. So my point is, we all hopefully will try to find little moments that bring heaven to earth before any of the beautiful big outcomes might ever happen that were promised. Okay, y'all want to pray? Really? Oh, okay. All right, let's pray. Father God, thank you so much for Kinsey and for Cole and for all that they mean to us. And thank you for giving us the gift of starting over each day and trying to bring bits of heaven to earth. Amen.